Tonight, I'd like to introduce our 10-minute speaker, Daryl from San Diego.
Wow. My name is Daryl, and I am an alcoholic. I found out about 10 minutes before I got in here that I was going to be the 10-minute speaker. However, I must tell you, in the 8th grade in speech class, I got an A for an extemporaneous speech. So I guess I'm ready. I was born in Nashville City to a family of my mom and dad and an older sister. And went to school in Nashville City, graduated from Sweetwater High School in 1955, so that tells you kind of how old I am. I grew up in a family that was very, very close, a loving mother and a loving father. My dad worked really hard down in the Naval Station during the Second War, loading ships and tanks and so on for the Navy and the Marines. He didn't drink. He did on Christmas. Him and my uncle, who lived next door, we'd get the four roses out, and in a shot glass, they'd celebrate Christmas in that fashion. So alcohol was not a thing in my life when I was growing up. And I was a jock in high school, so, of course, I didn't drink nor smoke or mess around with women. Darn it. Anyway, I went to San Diego State College for about 2.5 years and left and joined the Army and went to Germany, and that's where I learned to drink beer. Well, it's good beer. But on and off, and I wasn't an alcoholic then. I was an occasional drinker, and married my first wife in Germany. She was an American. Have two beautiful children. I'm sure proud of my sons. One is a psychologist. He has a doctorate degree in industrial and organizational psychology. My youngest son is a vice president of a civil engineering firm, so I'm really proud of them, and they've done very, very well. We left Germany in 1978, January. Their mother had left us, and so I came back here to the United States not knowing what in the world I was into, because I had been away for so long, out of the country. I'd spent 10 years total in Germany, and it was an experience. And I just want to say something about America. All you have to do is to live outside the United States. And even today, with our times, it's the best place in the world to live. But I came back and got my kids into school, stayed with my sister for a little while. Still wasn't drinking much on occasion. I'd go out to bars to meet women and dance, and that was about it. Maybe once every 2 months, or once about 2 or 3 times a month. And so that went on, and I got married to a lady who I didn't want to get married to just because I was lonely. And was married to her about 6 years. And then I got a phone call, and in those times I was drinking sporadically and not every day or anything like that. And then I met a lady that I had known in high school. And she called me and on the phone. And I was getting a divorce, and so was she at the time. And I answered. I was at work. I says, "Daryl, this is Daryl. Can I help you?" And she says, "Hi." And I said, "Who's this?" And she says, "Who do you want it to be?" And guess what? I said her name, too. I was lucky, huh? So we were together 14 and a half years, had a wonderful life. That's when I started to drink. You know, we drink out of despair. We drink out of worry. We drink out of stress. But you know something? We also drink out of happiness. And that was the most happiest years of my life so far. Now, I might have some more happy years yet. But anyway, it was out, and we had a great time. We had a business. We flourished. We went a lot of places. We met a lot of new friends. We had a great time. And then she was diagnosed with liver cancer. And up to this point, I was drinking daily, I must admit. It was before dinner. I'd have a couple of drinks, and then I'd have dinner, and then I'd go to sleep. But I was working early in the morning. And then she passed away November of 2006 of liver cancer. And then I really hit it. I really did. Then I started. I was okay for a couple of months working, and I went back to. I had pneumonia. I got pneumonia because I wasn't eating right, and I was drinking. And then I had a friend come over one day. I guess they found out. Of course, at that time, you always think of yourself and not anybody else. And you become, as we all know, you isolate. And I did. And a friend came over and started to read the book to me. And, of course, I paid no attention to her. You know, it didn't mean nothing to me because all I wanted her to do was leave so I could drink. Serious. Then about May 5th or 6th of 2007, my son came over and says, "We're going to Kaiser." And then that started my recovery. I did 10 days in detox at Mesa Vista. I couldn't walk. I had to go in a wheelchair. I got better real quick there. Then I went to 60 days to Whiteside Manor, where my sponsee, Dave, and I spent 60 days together. And I learned a lot there, and I got a head start in this program. I really, truly did. I just want to tell you that I was telling some ladies before the meeting that, you know, I was taking a shower tonight before the meeting, and I'm thinking, you know, I like to go to meetings. And it's like going to a party. You know? Isn't that funny? But I had this feeling, oh, I'm excited about going to this meeting. I'm excited about going to a meeting in the morning. I'm excited about going to a meeting tomorrow night. I'm excited about going to a meeting Monday night. Now, will this wear off? I don't know. But for me, right now, that's what I need. I need to see you. I need to feel you. I need to hear you. I need to talk to you. I need that. And this is what I want for Daryl, is sobriety. And I have a year and 2 months. It's been a wonderful experience. I love you all. You have been great to me. I hope that I can share some of my experiences and what I know to you. And thank you very much.